schoolhouse cookies, you get your Airheads, and your 7-Eleven coffee. This is your lunch, right?
Yeah. Go on for a few minutes. I know you're
that's,
gonna
a, that's a weird combo.
I know you're going to hit record a whole Airhead in my mouth.
You didn't even sit on it. Bill's got like the right. Middle school. Yeah, he's got one in the chamber. Bill's
in the chamber.
Bill's got like the middle school, like old school cookies. Those are probably from our middle school days.
Peggy Lawton.
They never age.
This says no right here. Sell by December 26th. There's no year.
Sell by before
touché,
you,
Peggy.
Before you graduate high school. I'm no better. I had half one of your cookies and I have a long. I've been out of Red Bull in a long time. I was like, no, let's bring it back a little bit and let me grab a sugar-free Red Bull.
We had to do a CVS, I mean, what is it called? 7-Eleven run.
7-Eleven run.
Where the woman had problems sticking it in.
Yeah, she had a, dude, she comes into a 7-Eleven. They don't own the Red Box, but like, obviously they probably know how to use it. And the woman holds like two DVDs up. She's like, they won't go in.
It's older woman. She's probably, I don't know, like she's probably late 50s.
Late
like
50s, early 60s, yeah.
She's getting ready to retire. She walks in and there's a store load of people, like a whole line. And she just, this is like, I would never do this. This is insane to me.
She bullied the line.
She knows. She opened the door and just holds up. She goes, anyone else have trouble sticking it in? And like the 15-year-old kid behind the counter and me and you just like dying laughing. I don't know. I don't think I'd ever approach a line like that.
Just to like yell.
Like I'm an idiot.
Yeah, pretty much like that. Oh, just like, all right, lady, I'm on a transaction. Do you want to just wait till I leave and you can have a normal conversation with this woman?
How about your problem solve the problem?
I just wanted to
troubleshoot.
I just wanted to fucking just smack it out of her hand.
That didn't occur to me at all.
Oh, the girl was like, did you hit the return button? She goes, yeah, no, I didn't.
No, you know when you're wrong, you're like, yeah, I did. And then you're like, I definitely didn't. But you're like, of course I did the most obvious fucking thing.
She definitely did that.
I'll go try it once more. Just to show you're wrong, and then you go into work, so you're like, you're getting busted.
Billy came out and it was just like, you put the full court press on her. He's like, so did it work? What happened? And then you hit the wrong button.
And
what?
And she was hitting it in.
She was like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can hit the button. Oh, yeah.
She's like, I'm old as fuck.
Wicked old, dude.
God damn it.
How old is she?
How old are you?
How old are you, lady?
Man.
What are you gonna do?
I know. Hey, what are you doing Wednesday?
I don't know, but I'm working.
You working?
Yeah, hey. Well, what are you doing?
Well, that really defeats the purpose of this show, because we get our show coming on. The what else are you going to do Wednesday, tomorrow, the 19th.
And you guys
we just told them to record. We usually keep that a secret, don't we?
A little bit, fuck it.
Fuck, it's the 18th.
Yeah, dude.
It's the day of.
It's episode 29.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'll write that down. I have no idea.
I had to look it up. It's been so
29.
Long.
You know whose number that is?
No, not the top man.
Yeah, no.
And number 29.
Hey, what else are you going to do Wednesday? Work? Dude, call in.
Call in sick. Call in a bomb threat.
Call in a bomb threat. Call it a sick bomb threat.
Yes.
Call in.
Like, call up
a
coffin.
Sick bomb.
Like, you're calling in sick, like, nah, this is a
just
bomb.
Tell you I'm on my way. I think I have Ebola, though. That's a sick bomb threat.
That's a sick bomb threat.
Oh, dude. Oh, like a really good bomb threat?
That's a sick bomb threat, bro. I like how you guys updated the background cover finally.
Yeah, we took new pictures and stuff like that. The show, it's getting good traction, man. Getting good traction. Actually, I just found out, I don't want to name any names, but we got some performers coming this time. That are fucking so like big names in Boston Improv.
Hell yeah!
So
it's picking up.
I'm pretty excited about that. Yeah, it's getting a lot. It's it's funny. Like you can put on a show and then the people you invite will come. But then when you get some bigger acts, you get some bigger names. Like last time we had two stand-ups who just fucking crushed it. This kid Sean Carter and Scott Otto.
Sean Carter. Yeah, we met at the Bomb the Train.
He runs the stadium stadium open mic on Tuesday nights.
Awesome.
But he's very funny kid. And we just had some good stand-up sets last time. Ethan Diamond. He's a cartoonist, like a local cartoonist who does stand-up and improv. He's actually going to be in the grad show at Improv Asylum with us.
Hell yeah.
In my level. But I can't, this Wednesday show's going to be good. Get there at like 7:30. Start drinking and eating pie.
Fucking pies. Maggie's Lunch must love you guys.
They do, yeah. Maggie, they're great people, man.
I always have a good time going there. It's small and quaint, but it gets the job done.
What's on a Wednesday, the amount of people that will get there, it just creates a nice little atmosphere. It's really a great time. Like, I have, one of the best nights of my month, every month, is that show.
Yeah, when I went, the two times I went, it was like, it felt like a Thursday or a Friday night, the way the crowd was there.
A lot of people show up.
That's always good for businesses on a fucking Wednesday, instead of doing fucking trivia.
It
changes the game up a little bit.
Yeah, I'd say they like us. They keep asking us to come back, they keep offering us spots.
So yeah, when a bar does that,
take the slot.
You made it.
We made it. Yeah, you get a two-time for that one. Oh, come on.
I didn't put it in our context. I put it in someone else's context.
Yeah, like you.
I'm killing it, dude.
Dude, how much bull have you drank?
25%.
Hey, ready? All right, so I do want to talk about this. What else did you get at 7-Eleven?
I had to get chapstick, and yeah. I didn't know what chapstick to get. And
talk about your process.
My process was, Lindsay watched this fucking documentary on the Burt's Bees guy, and like she was trying to explain it to me, and like I just didn't give a shit. But then she showed me that the guy actually looks like the guy on the Burt's Bees. Like, that's him.
Who he looks like a Grateful Dead roadie.
Yeah, like he's seen and done some drugs.
He's got the Bob Dylan hat, like that, the choo-choo train hat on, right? Is that what that is?
Yeah, he's got like the conductor hat.
Yeah, he's got a conductor hat. He's got a bush.
His beard connects to his hair beard. Like, the whole thing's just a huge beard.
That actually might just be his beard kept under his hat. Like, he might just take the like his neck beard and
bald.
Wrap it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's completely bald, but his beard's so big.
I'm big into like what bees give us in life, like honey and like Burt's Bees. Like, they make it into a chapstick. I just don't know how the bees do it, but it's cool. So I'm like, I just have to
he's
get
not,
it.
He doesn't make it. He's just like the bees icon.
He just holds him.
The bees carry him everywhere.
But yeah, no, I just
bees could carry you.
No,
I just want to get that out there.
Bees could fuck you up. No,
because they can't fly together, right? Because their wings wouldn't be able to fly.
No, there's no way. Pick up a human.
There's not enough surface. Yeah, like a certain like a bird could. I don't know.
I felt like that was like on like a Mythbusters or something. Not a Mythbusters, but I feel like I read that somewhere. I don't read, so I'm probably just making that up.
I think you probably got high.
Yeah.
Birds could fly me.
Yeah, birds.
Wish I could go to the.
No, I think it was. Monty Python and the Holy Grail when they're talking about how the African swallows can't carry a coconut because they can't like pick up their weight. Tim, like that must be real.
I want to take. I want to have a fantasy league in your brain. If you could do fantasy league of brains, yours would be one that I would be like, I want to take a ride on this for a day.
Just. The roller coaster.
You're like, this was on a Mythbusters, and then you, and fuck, I didn't even say anything. I just lean back, and then 30 seconds, you're like, actually, it was Monty Python. African Swallows. Like, how did you, it took you that long to connect it to the original. How did you get from the original to just be like, this was it?
I don't know.
You got some fucking.
Like, you think you're going out for like a loop, and then you just go up and go back down.
Yeah, man, you got some.
Fuck.
Some synapses in that brain, man. I don't know, what do you call those? What fights are in the brain? Protons and neutrons? You Johnny Proton.
You're my Johnny Neutrons.
Johnny Proton, man. Because you negative. Is that right? If that's right, I'd be really pleased with myself.
The thing about this podcast is that we're always right until proven guilty.
There's no one. Because you're either right or guilty.
Yeah, that's it.
We're never wrong.
No,
I was guilty of not being right.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm not wrong, damn it.
We appeal it. We stand corrected and we keep going forward.
I will appeal this. To the
CBA of the CPA, the Certified
Congressional
Podcast Association.
Certified.
Yes, there's the whole league of it.
There's a league. There's a leak.
A leak of a league.
There's a leak.
The league
podcast
leaked out.
League. Yeah,
we're in the underground league.
We actually found out there's a leak. They found out we have bounties on our heads.
Yeah, they want to take us.
Wouldn't it be great if the podcasters were like the Wild West,
just fucking side gunslinging?
Oh, whoa, whoa!
Put those away.
I didn't sign up for that. But you know the whole of the airhead made you chew that.
Yeah, pull that thing right out of the oven.
Yeah, I'm sitting on airheads again. It's funny. Someone sent me a friend of mine. Actually, someone in the group, Jackie. She sent me a.
There goes that Red Bull.
He just knocked a Red Bull all over his charger. Tim's gonna play a Kuba right now. Tim,
I'm playing a cool baby.
Tim is living.
Keep cool, baby. Keep cool.
Tell that bitch to be cool. Tim is freaking out right now.
No, no, no. I landed on the big thing where it charges. So it's cool. It has a good exterior
this
shell.
So you're gonna notice. You could. This is is before that and after that. Tim's mood. You're gonna see.
It's just gonna be like aggression. Like yeah.
You gonna talk about Burt's Bees or what? Oh wait, why don't we talk about that?
That's why I knocked it over. I put that up to remind you, and I just went whack.
So Burt's Beeswax. These kids, they're calling it beesin.
Oh yeah, are they?
You just stick it in.
Yeah, I get it.
Why don't you stick it in? All right, so I had to look this up. Ready? This is off Boston.com. Vodka eyeballing, choking, and huffing cinnamon are all unconventional methods teens are trying to get high. Now another unusual trend has emerged among teens to get buzzed. It's called beesin. They dropped the G. And it involves rubbing Burt's Bees lip balm on their eyelids. The peppermint oil found in the balm creates a tingling sensation that some teens say enhances the feeling when they are already drunk or high. Others say it's a way to keep them alert after a long night.
Like, who fucking tried that?
Dude, your
fucking eyelids are chapped, man. Put some Burt's Bees on.
Plus, so someone just told me the other day that, you know when your eyes get dried up whether it's a long day, you get caught. Like, I wear contacts.
They just hurt.
Yeah. You know what's a way to make them better? She goes, you take, you like, you lick a finger, and then you put moisture on your eyelid. And what that does is, and she's like, I don't know. She said she looked it up and fact-checked it, and it was true, so I'll just go, I'm taking a word on it. You put it on your eyelid.
Read it in a Monty Python book.
You read it. You, dude. You thought you read a book. Fuck you. She says that it makes your eyes produce moisture because it thinks that, like, you know how your eyebrows are up here?
Yeah.
That's to protect shit from getting in your eyes. So that,
see, with the eyelashes.
So, like, if something gets to your eye, moisture will come out to push it out. So if you put moisture on your eyelids when you have dry eyes, and I've tried it, it kind of worked, your eyes produce a bit of moisture, and it solves dry eyes. So maybe some kid was, like, doing that, and he just used Burt's Beeswax in his mouth, and
he's like, did that. He's like, oh, dude. I love shit that, like, kind of works. You don't know if it's true or not. Like, those, like, little myths. Like going to bed with, like, your sweatshirt on to try to, like, sweat out the sickness. It's like, I've done that so many nights. I'm like, I'm still sick as shit. I'm like, this isn't working.
A lot of shit like that. Especially all, pretty much, like, anything that cures an ailment. You know what I mean?
Yeah, my grandfather always said to get over, like, a sickness was Dristan and honey.
What's Dristan?
I don't know. It's an old.
He died a very sick man.
he died of Dristan. I think that's what he died of.
Oh my god.
But yeah, like those old, like, is it, all right? So is it Wise Tale or Wives Tale?
An old wives tale. What was the other one?
Wise Tale.
No,
it's Wives.
Yeah, because an old wives tale would be a good thing. An old wives tale is like some old housewife making shit up because she's just got a batch of crap. I can't stick it in. Stick it in!
Like, that woman's biggest fucking problem today was, like, returning the Redbox DVDs.
But she probably has that, like, with every, like, if, like, she's going to toast a bagel, like, one size too big cake on the toast. She's like, it won't fit in!
She's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, she probably freaks out. Like, she seemed like...
She has more than one cat.
She was... And you know what? Everything is good with the cats. Cause it's so,
everything's great with the cats.
She's like, you know, my cats give me no problems. Then I go to return a Redbox DVD, and my whole day falls apart.
Yeah. This is...
Kids in 7-Eleven line are laughing at me. Little ginger behind the counters fucking saying, stick it in under his breath. I know what it means.
I know what it means.
I know what it means.
I wanted to
I'm
know...
old, not stupid.
I wish I had the wherewithal to ask her what DVD she was returning.
Oh, what, can we guess?
Guessing would be fun. Like, you gotta think. So the Redbox is like newer. I don't use Redbox. I think it's kind of weird. Hold on, my eyes are a bit dry.
I'm gonna just put moisture all over my eyelids right now.
You ever notice? You ever have like an eyelash in your eye? Your eye rejects so much shit that gets into it. I remember I got an eyelash in my eye, and my eye was so fucked that it just like it like pussed out. It wasn't pus, but like it creamed out. Like, I don't know what the word is, but like it got caked out.
Dude, did you have pus or cream in your eye?
No, I had an eyelash in my eye, and I was trying to get out, but like it got so caked in my eye, like it just made like a weird like thing, and it just came out. It was so weird. And I was driving, so I was looking like this. I was like, I gotta get this thing out of my eye now. And I couldn't stop. It was like when you got your eye exam, they didn't give you sunglasses to leave.
Oh, it was bad. I was just thinking about that the other day, man. Sons of bitches.
You fucking dialing. You didn't even have colored eyes. You just had black eyes. Like.
Just big, like big pupils. Oh, man.
You look like Mr. Sparkle.
I said, like, here's Mr. Sparkle.
Dude.
What? The Simpsons rap, a little hockily there.
Oh, dude,
straight from the dome.
Straight from the dome on the microphone. What? That's like a t-shirt we'd sell.
You sell t-shirts?
I wish.
Make money off this thing? You fucking piece of shit.
We're in the debt with this thing.
Yeah. I looked at my bank statement earlier today, and it was like $10 Potomac. I was like, what the fuck?
It's like, damn. I was like, we gotta get our money's worth.
So I was like, yeah. I was like, we're recording today.
We're recording a shit episode right now.
You're damn right. This is a quickie because I'm getting my $10 worth of this fucking website.
Fucking Christ.
Let's get back on the swing.
Let's cut it back. This is a family show.
This is a family show.
My mom listens to me and texts me immediately, and she says, you're a disappointment. Your podcast could be better.
No, did she say that?
No.
Because it could be. Julie's right.
She is right. Jules.
Julie Ann. J-A-C. Jack. You get jacked up. She's just jacked you
boy. Shit, did you dress up Halloween?
Tell me about
you. We missed the Halloween episode, but what did you dress up as?
Oh yeah, me and
Big
Redbeard.
Redbeard.
We went to, because we closed the bar together, we were winless bare knuckle boxers. Drunk winless bare knuckle boxers.
Oh yeah, you had like the black tooth. Yeah, you guys did look good.
Yeah,
but you looked like a legit like 1950s boxer. Like,
he looked like the heavyweight. Yeah,
yeah, he was in the heavyweight division.
He might have. Yeah, he was a few years out of his prime, but he was still fucking swinging the knuckles around.
Yeah,
swinging those bear claws around.
I'll tell you what, is people for like a week after they came up and were giving us props on that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, people were very they were pleased.
What was a good costume that you saw?
Because
I didn't dress up. I didn't have time.
Mine.
Yeah.
Mine was pretty good.
I walked by like that mirror behind the bar, and I was like, "That's a great costume."
Hey, you. Oh, you.
Oh, that guy over there.
The best costume I. You know what? I didn't go to any parties. I mean, we got people dressing up, you know, at the bar, but get your usual stuff, you know. I saw one that was a scary clown, and he had a sign on that said "Free Hucks."
That's cool.
And I guess that he actually like broke his legs that night.
Break a leg tonight.
He did. Well, like he like twisted his ACL dancing. Something happened. Good kid. Funny guy.
Nice.
Can't dance no more.
Yeah, I didn't see any costumes. I didn't do shit. We went. Oh, no. I fucking. All right. So for Halloween, I was at Lindsay's dad's house and we were handing out candy. And the balls on kids today that go up to houses without a costume on. It's like,
oh, you mean Asian kids?
Yeah, that's like a thing, right? Why is it just the Asian demographic that doesn't dress up?
Dude, because they know how to take advantage of an opportunity.
Like,
that's why they rule the world.
But there was Asian families that came that were dressed up to the nines. I'm like, you guys rule. But the kids that came with no costume, we went into like the old grandma dish where there was like peppermints and all this shit, and we gave them one each.
Ooh.
I'm like, dude, you gotta bring a costume.
I'd call them out on it.
We got like me and Lindsay kept going to the door, and we're like, what are you supposed to be? And they were just like, and we just gave a peppermint. I'm like, you have a good night.
Oh.
Like we were getting mad, but then like some kids like rolled up, like we saw like a kid dressed up as like Star-Lord from Guardians of the Galaxy. We were like dumping the bucket in his bag.
We took him in and gave him a dinner.
Yeah.
Sit down.
I put him on my bank account.
I Snapchatted him money.
Yeah, I got a truck. Oh, dude, fuck that.
I do. All right. So let's get on that.
Let's get on that.
Snapchat.
Fuck Halloween. That's
so,
in the past.
I love Snapchat.
Dude, we're the kings of Snapchat.
It's my favorite medium.
You're like the Bernie Mac, and I'm like the Cedric the Entertainer of.
I'm more like a Steve Harvey because my face is always like. You all know the face I just made.
Yeah. Who was the fourth guy? There was a fourth guy.
Cedric, Bernie.
D.L. Hughley. Let me tell you something.
That's probably you. You're D.L. Hughley.
Yeah.
Great Hughley Moogley.
The Snapchat kings of not comedy. But yeah, Snapchat had this, like, because Team Snapchat will send you a Snapchat about random shit from time to time. They're like, happy birthday or something stupid. And then,
And it was a guy and a girl. It was a very,
It was weird. It was a weird commercial.
It was strange.
He was definitely gay, I feel like.
He was over the top, like he was a gay guy, but he was like, they were like, we want you to really embellish the
Yeah,
gay.
And it was like unnecessary.
Yeah, he was a bit, but maybe that's how maybe he's like a Snapchat. He's probably not even an actor, so like,
yeah.
I don't want to make it. He's probably that's probably
he's like a kid's nephew that works at Snapchat.
Sorry.
But yeah, like he was like, oh, we gotta buy a present for our mother, but I don't have cash on me. He's like, oh, you can just give me $15, and then like they make it all epic like, and she types it slow, it's like $15
inside the computer.
And I was like, what? I was like, dude. They got fucking hacked with a bunch of nudes. There's no way I'm putting my bank account into Snapchat.
Yeah, you know what I don't see is I just don't see the use of it.
There's so many better apps. There's Venmo and PayPal that you can use. Venmo is actually better than PayPal. I like that a lot.
Well, what Snapchat probably has on everybody is that it's already got it's like they probably like deconstruct like what are our capabilities and what can we do? Like it wasn't like they were like, let's just give people money. How can we do
they
it?
Probably
like,
they probably
well they have your contact info.
They got that,
through the app, like which that's a lot true. Of apps have, but that's an app where you communicate directly to one person, you can chat with them, and now it's like, all right, so if you link, I bet you have to link like a bank account to your phone number.
You know what girls are going to do now? They're like, I'll send you a nude, you send me $20. That's what they're going to start doing.
That's...
And you know what, too? Snap...
So awesome.
Where are they?
And I screenshot it, too.
Yeah, exactly. You get a screenshot.
You send me a nude.
$25.
I'm screen grabbing it.
But I'm saying, probably Snapchat has, they already, like, obviously they know how many users they have, so they probably have, like, millions more than, like, a Snapchat or a Venmo. So they're like, fuck it, let's integrate this now.
Yeah. I guarantee, like, so, like, an old person trying to do it's just going to send a Snapchat of, like, a $50 bill.
Happy Christmas, Jimmy! Dude, I guarantee you, we're not going to be one person that's going to use that feature.
I'm going to use it.
Send me a dollar.
Let's open it right
now. I don't think it's...
It's not live.
It's not live yet, which is like awesome to do.
Have you ever done when you go on, and you're
and by
live,
the way, don't forget to add us on Snapchat. Relax, Tim and
Billy Cox.
Billy Cox.
Are you live ever?
What do you mean?
Like go, open me up.
Sorry, I got an iPhone 4S. This thing's
six.
I gotta crank it up. So you go to live. Oh yeah, the live feature where it shows you like shit that's going on around you.
Well, yeah, go.
Where do I go?
Go to me. Give me your phone. You got Wi-Fi? Oh, you know what? It's a 4. You can't do it.
Yeah, I'm a fucking loser.
So supposedly you can go like this, right? And then you hit this button, and if it turns blue...
Oh, yeah, you can... Yeah, I know that.
Can
I
you do that, though?
Yeah, hold on. Let me find you. When's the last time you sent me a Snapchat? Oh, there we go. Yeah,
fucking
go
today.
There you go. You're I'm there right now. Are you in there?
Yeah. See, there's no blue.
Go to this screen.
That's what I did.
You gotta wait till we both turn blue.
No, man, I should just be... I'm on shift here. You connected...
Oh, there we go. See, here it is.
Hold on.
Hold it down. There he is.
Is that you?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, you can...
It's me.
Oh, I just see... Hold on, I just see me.
Oh, you're a fucking nerd.
Dude, it's not showing me you.
Oh, there you are. This is live, motherfucker. Whoa!
I tried to screen grab. You screen grabbed. Oh, there I am! This is when
a lot of screen grabs.
This is when everyone just turned off the episode. But yeah, live.
Wow, look at this. I'm just gonna look at that. That's what just ended.
That's a good one. I got both of us in it on this one. I'll
Did
post
you take
that.
Some pics? Oh, we'll get. No, that's a gay one.
That's a great one.
I'll show you. This is the best picture though, because you're not in it.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. I like it. No Tim.
All right, man. So, anyways,
Bill and Bill's bogus podcast. Bill and Bill's awesome podcast.
We had to cut some dead weight.
We had to cut the weight off.
You hey?
Oh, that's a good one.
That one.
I look fucking.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a Bill pimple.
You got a Bill on your face.
You got a Bill on your face.
Yeah, dude, you're gonna go on.
I love Snapchat. Snapchat like kills so much time because like I'll be at work and then I'm like, oh shit, I haven't checked Snapchat in a while. I remember like 30 stories from like all these fucking random ass people. I'm like, what's doing?
So what's your favorite kind of story?
I kind of like...
There's definitely some terrible stories.
There's a lot of terrible stories, Dan Asberg. And if sometimes... He's never going to hear it.
No.
Like, yours are pretty good. Sometimes you tell a story. Like, people that tell a story is pretty funny. And like, and then sometimes I like a 180. Like this person's doing something and it's like 8 hours later and they're like drunk as shit. You're like, what?
That's always funny.
That's always great.
It's always funny when you see the real drunk. Like I've done it. Like you get hammered. You're like, I'm gonna put something up. It's gonna be funny. The next day you're like, delete.
Yeah.
Delete.
I do that all the time. I'm like, I'm not funny.
Wow. Drunk Tim is not on that. Hey, sometimes drunk Tim has a good set.
He does have a good set sometimes. Then
sometimes
he's like,
he has a good set.
Then he gets the fucking like the cane right off the fucking set.
They can hauls you right off the Snapchat.
Fuck.
Gotta stay
Fuck.
Hungry. Gotta stay hungry, man.
You gotta stay hungry in these streets. No, like, I'm fucking stopped.
No, I would, like, I'd go for a slice. No, man, I mean, you gotta stay hungry. You mean, like, two slices?
Like, if I eat two slices, I should be not hungry anymore. But, alright, I'll go three.
Not getting the urban lingo.
Yeah, just,
I'm not. Guys, I'm trying. I haven't eaten in 4 days. I'm starving.
Yeah
but you That's good, man. You gotta stay hungry. You gotta be hungry, though.
You hungry?
I'm starving.
I'm fucking famished.
I haven't had a piece of pizza in 4 days. This guy only eats pizza.
That's the greatest diet of all time.
I just need pizza.
Dude, the healthy pyramid is the shape of a pizza.
Bro.
Turn it upside down and eat it.
Bro. Don't, bro.
So I've been doing,
Oh, not this again.
Yeah, here we go. Classic Tim. Off the cuff.
I don't know what Tim's going
so
to say.
So I threw this tweet out and then I started asking people at work this question.
No!
And I got some good results. I'm like, what would you do?
Here we go. No!
Would you rather... Eat a 3-day-old Italian sub from Subway Walmart.
Okay, wait. Okay.
Or be sneezed on by a complete stranger.
Eat a 3-day-old Italian sub
from Walmart Subway, like the Subway in Walmart.
Got you.
Or get sneezed on by a random stranger.
Who picked the second option?
Which one?
I picked the first.
What, the sub?
A 3-day-old sub?
No, yeah. An Italian sub?
Yeah.
Dude, that's funny. You're the first person I've met that picked that.
Who you meet?
People I work with and people online. There's a few
people online.
So, people actually respond to me on Twitter.
Your second life?
Yeah, people actually respond to me on Twitter. It's crazy.
No, dude, you could get, like, in the mouth?
No, just, like, sneeze, like, the neck, the face, like, anywhere. It's just random.
Sneeze on my shoe, I'll take sneeze on my shoe.
Yeah, but you don't know if that's going to happen.
Have they sneezed on the sub?
They might.
Don't make me go fucking. Don't make me build this hypothetical, dude.
Here comes the bulldozer.
Here's your bulldozer of the week. Yeah, I mean.
Dude, I'm such a dick.
You?
I would.
Yeah, I would. I Well, I got a lot of questions.
Yeah, you do.
You can't.
Let's break this down so the question doesn't
matter. I got a lot of questions. Yeah.
Bill hates any.
I take the fun out of hypotheticals.
Bill hates anytime I ask a question, and Bill hates anytime I do a question with hints, because Bill's like, you give the worst hints of all time.
You may have the worst hints that I've ever heard of. Like, ever. I wish, dude, your trivia questions are so bad. It's as if you're figuring out how to ask it as you ask it. And by the end, you're not even sure if you asked it right. You're like,
I just get fed up with Bill like making fun of me, like, oh, fucking, it's Bruce Springsteen.
Well, you were like, who is this? And that's what it was. You were like, who is this actress? And it was a picture of Renee Zellweger.
Oh, yeah.
She was, because last month, maybe, whatever it was, she just looked all bunked up.
Because before that, when I used to do trivia, I used to give the file away and just ask those questions. So, like, I try to, like, figure out a way. So, I'm like, it's either hot or too cold with me. I can't be in the middle of it.
Yeah, you're like a shitty faucet.
Yeah.
You're like, either scalding hot or there's no water.
Yeah, like, the water comes out perfect, but it's wicked cold, or it leaks out and it's barely hot. You know what I mean? Like, that's either one I got.
I mean,
yeah, it was a picture of Renee Zellweger, and I was like, she was nominated in 1992 for an award. You're like, what fucking award, dude?
I couldn't even take it. Yeah. I couldn't take it. I was on the way to work though, so I knew I had to get the answer before I got to work.
I think you took that year aftershock, your man made fucking whatever you drink.
Oh yeah,
that's a different beast.
I was talking to one of our buddies, and he was like, "Hey, you all right? You know, everything." It was on Vox, so they were like staggered messages, and he was like, "You feeling okay?" I was like, oh, yeah. And I went back and listened. I was like, oh, you know what? I just got out of the gym. I took a nice pre-workout supplement.
What was it called again?
Extreme Shock.
And what was Baker's names that he made up? Because those were even better.
He made up some serious names.
Like, he said three names back-to-back off the head, and they were fucking hysterical. Like, yeah. They were names that you would be like, oh, I could see that being sold.
I could, yeah. I'd have to hear them. I wouldn't want to do him less justice. And not
yeah, that's
him.
True. They were pretty
he
good.
He just make them up. But they were funny as hell.
You're like Shredder, and then when you take that, you're like Super Shredder.
Yeah, super Shredder.
Super Shredder.
I'm Super Shredder.
Hey, Tim, I'm Super Shredder.
Yeah, super. I'm Special Shredder.
I'm Special Shredder.
Super Shredder can't make it today.
I'm Michelangelo.
Teenage Mutant. Didn't you watch that?
Yeah, I turned it off. The new one. I tried watching it, and I just couldn't even get through it. It was so embarrassing.
I couldn't get it into the slot.
Couldn't get the slot.
I'm like, do you think that woman got home with her Redbox DVDs and, like, couldn't get them in the thing? She just had the whole box truck. It won't go into the slot.
It just won't go in. Oh, I have a crazy stand on my TV.
What are you, jerking off? No. Like Nora style?
Yeah.
It looks like you splooged on your TV,
I just cleaned it the other day. Well, Lindsay had a shake, for a protein shake, and she had the wrong cap on it, and she just came in this room shaking, and she's like, why is this leaking?
Oh, and then, that's so funny.
And then it went everywhere.
That's so funny.
It went everywhere. I was like, and she got, like, mad. I was like, you're the one who put the wrong cap on. It's on the cap
spot. So, you know what I used to do is, summer after high school, I got that job in the kitchen. Down in Marina Bay. So I was working. Oh, right. It was like my first night job, which like the beginning of the end for my social life. But I took this night job, and I get out at like midnight. And I used to take a Gatorade and put it in the freezer. And then when I got home, because it was the summer, it was hot as balls, I'd sit down in my room, and I would like slowly let it like melt. So it'd be like a slush puppy. So you'd shake it, and you kind of break up the ice and like knock a little ice back. So then I'm doing that. I'm watching. I was probably watching like Adult Swim, like Meat Wad or whatever that show is. What's that show?
Oh, Aqua Teen Hunger Force. That was a great show.
I was watching that, and that was when C-Lab 2021 was on. So I'm watching both of them. Then I forgot one time to put the cap back on. So I give it a good like a power shake, and there's just grape Gatorade slush all over my room.
Oh, that's a good one to freeze.
Face, but it was like, I wasn't even mad because
you were just so defeated.
No, it hit me in the face and like the chest, and I was like, that's so cooling. I was like, this is great. That's when my Gatorade fetish began.
That's like a Gatorade commercial where they sweat out like the color.
I look like a Gatorade commercial.
You're like,
but very out of like not just laying there.
You're just playing like Call of Duty. Like, this makes sense now.
All right.
Like, I'm in the Gatorade video commercial.
I get it.
We made it.
The Hangover Gatorade commercials.
How much money they make off? Like just straight up hangovers, like people buying that. Because I don't drink Gatorade as much. Because if you tell me something, even if it's not true, like I probably won't do it. Someone was like, "You can get a kidney stone by drinking too much Gatorade." So if someone told me that, I was like, "Never drinking Gatorade."
Did you fact check it?
Nope. I just didn't give a fuck. I was like, "Never drinking it again." One time, someone at CVS told me that $20 bills were bad luck, so I like to try to get as many tens as I can. So like, if you tell me like a weird superstitious thing, I like take it to heart. I'm like,
I should try to do this.
Red Bull actually has been shown to give you man boobs.
That's why my chest is getting bigger.
Yeah, it's Red Bulls. Sugar-free don't help. Sugar-free
Red Bulls.
Yeah. Gynecomastia.
I'm waiting for my goddamn refund from them. Remember I said?
Oh, for not getting wings?
Yeah, not getting wings.
That's so stupid.
So dumb.
That's so dumb.
I love a good lawsuit.
So dumb. So dumb. Have I ever got a lawsuit?
I remember one time I got one of those KFC Snackers when they first came out. Bill's looking. Well, I bought video games last night. I obviously bought the new wrestling game because they fucking rock. And when you open it up, you can really tell it's not meant for adults anymore when you open it up and they're trying to sell you action figures. But in reality, the adults are the one who buy the action figures.
That's like when you watch like a TV show and they're like the commercial for old people. You're like, oh, this isn't for me.
Yeah. No, it is.
I'm not the target demographic. Okay.
Do you get ED?
Yeah, but that's not the point.
Fuck me. I don't know what it is you're trying to say.
La coca. Where you at, man? Hey, come back.
I'm just living, man.
Come
back.
I'm
just living. Just living.
Dude, you gotta make it to a Sunday Harold night. I wanna plug that. Sunday night's Harold night at Hennessy's, 8 p.m. to 10.
Why is it called Harold night?
Oh, you know what? Sorry, I do want to explain this. All right, so Harold is like a form of improv. It's long form, though. So like improv, as you know, you'll see someone go up and be like, let me get one word, and then they'll take that suggestion. You kind of bounce it around in your brain for a second and let it lead to something. So if you say, you know what I mean? If you say lint roller, it might make you think of like a t-shirt that has stuff on it, that'll make you think of a cat.
Cat hair.
And that'll make you think of a fucking dog.
That woman at the Redbox.
Yeah, she has a lot of kids. Yeah, exactly. So then you get to some right there, from lint roller to crazy cat lady. That's a perfect word game. So like, that would lead to like a shorter scene. The Harold stuff. They do the same thing where they ask you for a suggestion, but then the idea from the Harold is like it tries to go. There'll be like three scenes, and then there'll be like it opens up with everybody on stage, like a group game they'll call it. Then the group game breaks down. And you have three scenes. They call those beats. You know what I mean? You try to find three different beats and scenes. Then you go back to a group game. So everyone kind of gets back together.
How many people are usually doing this?
You want like a minimum of six. I did one on Sunday with three people, which went really well for only having three.
That's probably rapping.
Yeah, it was like you were in every scene. You got to, you know. But then it helped because we were all on the same. It was easy to be on the same page. The tough thing about a Harold is you got to get six people with that same like group mind. But you'll go to the second group game, and then there'll be three more scenes. And the way they get to those scenes is it's like you take whatever the unusual thing was or the game was from the first set of three scenes, you try to let that percolate down to the second set. So, for example, like, if someone in the first... Well, no, I won't go to examples yet, because I'll tell you why. All
right.
Then you do the second set of scenes, then another third, like, a second or third group game, and then at the bottom, you either, like all the scenes either come together, or there's one big scene, or there's three, like, separate scenes, but you try to tie it all together. And one of the you know, we get, like, a coach, and she made the perfect example. She's like, an episode of Seinfeld, a lot of them are Harold's. So a lot of people who know how the Harold works will end up writing, like when they write a TV show, even like Workaholics, they'll be in like a Harold structure. So you look at like, I won't do Workaholics, but that's perfect because it's three guys.
Yeah.
So if you think about it, you will see, like, they'll open up, there'll be this big group game, or something will happen when they're all in it. Then it's like you follow Adam around for a minute, then Anders, something's happened to him, and then Blake, something happens to him.
Right, right.
And then say, remember like the pizza shrapnel?
Yeah.
That fucking episode?
Dude, I still think about that pizza shrapnel.
The clodograph. So like, there's something there where he's talking to this old guy, and then like that old guy keeps coming back in other scenes in different ways until the very end when they're all fucking fighting in
Andre's
bed. He's like, yeah, because he hits with a piece of pizza. And he's like, you know how many people get hurt with pizza shrapnel? So it all gets tied together. Or you go to like Seinfeld. Remember the episode when Elaine's like going to the doctors and they keep writing shit down?
I was an okay Seinfeld fan.
Really?
I wasn't a diehard.
That's well, for a listener, but they'll see that it's like, you know, that happened to her like a couple times, and then by the end of it, I think it happens to Kramer. So like,
yeah, they were always with that episode.
Yeah.
Like, they would just always come full circle.
It all comes. So that's like the Harold. So
right.
Of course, when you see it live, very rarely does it happen as tightly as like a pre-written show.
Right.
But it's a great form of improv to watch. They do it at Improv Boston Wednesday nights or Improv or Harold nights. If you ever in Cambridge, you looking for something to do?
Yeah,
I always
have random days off.
Dude, check it out.
It's funny how fucking like intricated comedy is. It's not just like going out there and winging it. Like, it's like a science behind it. It's so weird.
Well, they'll say there's like a and there's people who, you know, there's people who it's their livelihood that I talk
you teach
to and know.
Classes. It's like weird.
Yeah, like, I take classes in improv.
Yeah, it's so funny.
We're lucky enough to take a class with the creative director Jeremy Brothers.
The Korean director.
He's a creatine director. No, creative director. He's like the Don. I always call him the Don Draper of IA, of Improv Asylum, because he's the creative director. And he's just
fucking. I know how you know you're in. You call it IA.
You're so in the biz, dude.
You know, man,
you're
know,
in the biz.
Yeah, you call it the biz, all right?
Yeah, I call it IA.
Like when you call me out.
I call it the B, actually.
I call it, you call me out on the craft beer selection or whatever that. The craft beer selection.
Yeah.
Dude, it's only hip if you call it the CBC. I'm like, dude, you're in.
Yeah, you knew the lady's name. Like, you're so in.
Oh, no, I was just mocking you.
Me?
Am I mocking? But he teaches us, and he's got some great insight. He's been doing it for a long time. And one thing he says, it's like when you kind of, it's like, you ever heard the term when you see how the sausage is made? You don't want to eat a sausage.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because it's a penis. But so it's the same thing. Nah, I just made it. Sausage is made of penis. But it's like that. So you see, like, it all of a sudden becomes frustrating to try to, like, make a funny thing happen. Where it's like every day you're laughing at all this shit. And then it's like, all right, get on stage and do it with, like, an improv scene. You're like, ooh.
It's like, I should start teaching the classes, like, the Workaholics episode. He's like, let me put on the Step Brothers. Let's have us a good time. He wants a tuna sandwich.
Why? What is that?
You didn't see that episode when they have to go to, like, I don't know, therapy or nothing, but then, like, Adam doesn't show up. He sends one of the Mexican guys in there, and the guy is, like, he, like, helps him, like, build something. He's like, all right, I'm going to put on the Step Brothers, and we're going to sit here and eat some tuna sandwich.
That sounds familiar, but
yeah, it was a funny episode, but you don't get the reference.
I'll get the Hockley, man.
Speaking of penises, our buddy Isberg, like, I wanted to go see...
Where is this going?
I wanted to go see Dumb and Dumber 2, and, like, I don't have high expectations for it. I just want to see it to see how it's played out. And he was
in
like...
In theaters?
Yeah, he tweeted me back. He's like, reviews are so bad. I'm like, well, if reviews told you that sucking dick was good for your health, would you do that?
Oh.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't base your... Like, I know it's not going to be that
I
good
like
going
it. It's
in.
A burp. What'd he say?
He goes... He just said, ha-ha.
No, he said, ja-ja.
He said, ja-ja. And
he laughs in Spanish.
He goes, that movie's going to be terrible. I was like, yeah, that could be it, but I don't like reading reviews that much. Because, like...
Well, comedies always get panned. The greatest comedy of all time, MacGruber, was, like, universally just been like...
Yeah, Dumb and Dumber wasn't reviewed well either, the first one.
I think a lot of comedy ends up being good because it either becomes part of, like, the lexicon, like, or, like, the, you know, like I guess, like, it takes into pop culture, like, what's the...
I feel like you need different, like personalities to like certain comedy. Like, comedy differentiates so much. Like, you watch a drama, it's like, there's not different types of drama, you know what I'm saying? Or, like, a...
Well, if you like... So, I used to, when I was playing lacrosse in middle school, American Pie came out. And I remember one kid in the lacrosse team was like, that movie's gonna be great, because the kid, Oz, played lacrosse.
Oh, yeah.
So, it can be like that. I don't know why that example came to mind, but it's like, something as minuscule as that can make you like a movie, or be kind of, like, biased towards it.
Right.
Like, oh, but it's about this. Or, like, say you're a figure skater and balls of, what was it, Blades of Fury
Blades
came out? Blades of Glory?
Yeah.
I mean, never saw it, but it's like, that
it
can make you...
Like, I hate golf, I love Caddyshack.
Yeah, so that's kind of a 180 from what I'm getting at. But yeah, thanks.
Shut you down. The Tim Sweeper.
this fucking
Dustman Tim.
Just cleaning up, man.
But I do want to see it. Like, I don't think it's going to be that great.
In theaters, you going to see it?
Yeah, why not? I like going to movies now.
Yeah. You know what? Let's go to a movie soon. I just saw Fury on Veterans Day.
I heard that was a lot better than expected. Because I was reading the reviews.
I was sucking dick reviews.
Yeah, sucking dick reading reviews.
It was all right.
It was depressing.
Huh?
Was it depressing?
Well, you know what? It was a horror flick, but it was very, like... I talked to a few
horror
of my buddies
flick?
About it.
Was it fucking, like, demons?
Not a horror flick. It's like a solid war flick, but as far as a movie goes, like, if you were in a fucking film class, you'd rip it apart.
Oh, okay.
That's how I'll put it. Lightly. Like, I enjoyed it, but it's like, as far as, like, films go, no.
Not,
like,
not going to get nominated.
Is it a film? It's a flick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, it was a film. It was Interstellar.
Woo!
Did you see it?
Haven't seen it.
Oh, dude.
Just excited.
I sat in the front row in IMAX, and I was just like, I was like an extra in the movie. I was just like,
whoa. I was like, whoa. Tim thinks he left the planet.
Dude, it was
how did they get the theater
crazy.
In the air?
It was crazy.
I do, that's on my list. I want to see that. I want to see Gone Girl.
Gone Girl is great. That was a good flick to go see.
What else do I want to see? I think Interstellar is like the one I'm going to see. Someone said John Wick was good.
Yeah, buddy Duff.
This is the section of the podcast where we just talk about what movies might be good.
Yeah, what movies might be good.
We're not even like, you must see it. We're like, hey, you should maybe think about seeing
yeah,
this movie that got bad reviews. But we're like, hey,
if you see us 4 weeks from now and you say you saw John Wick, let me know how it was and we'll not talk about it on the episode.
Pete used to think the earth was flat.
Crazy.
Then someone reviewed it.
Holy shit. Movies sucking dick. Unbelievable. How was your 7-Eleven coffee? Is that good?
I just noticed it said 7th cup free. Every 7th cup free. I don't know, you probably get a... I should go and be like, oh, that's my 6th cup, so I'm just going to take this one.
Just wheeling.
It must be one of those, you know, the stamps that you get.
Right.
You stamp a business card.
They didn't give a fuck about you today.
Nah, they didn't even offer.
No, they didn't tell you about this.
That fucking woman cost me. Yeah. See, now she's haunting me again. I can't stick it in the slot.
Oh, just the balls on that woman.
The balls.
The balls.
The balls and the gall.
Unbelievable.
Gall.
I'm trying to ring this up. Everyone just collectively like turned their head at the same time, and this lady was just like,
The best part about that was that she was so frantic. What is that?
Well, it's from Friday, but like kids are like watch Friday really recently, so now they're saying it like bye Felicia, like just being like fuck off.
So that's something like on Twitter, because people keep it's like a meme.
Yeah,
people keep fucking saying that at work, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, they got it from Friday, because it's from Friday.
It's 20 years ago.
Yeah, now people like kids like 16, like 18 are watching it now. They're like bye Felicia. Being like, hey, fuck off later, bitch, because that's what they did in the movie. That's how they use
it. Okay, no, I get it now, but it's like I'm just like,
I found out bae is like obviously like instead of saying babe, but it means before anybody else. I didn't know it stood for that.
I've been waiting for someone to tell me. All right, so you know what was news today? Like bae was in the news today.
Oh god! Because it's in the dictionary.
Well, so. You know the Oxford Dictionary chose what word was the new like the word of the year.
Fuck.
Like
last year was selfie.
Yeah, exactly. Last year was selfie. Bae was a runner up this year. The other one was normcore, which was wearing normal, like bland clothes.
The fuck.
As a fashion statement. That's me. I'm normcore.
The fuck.
Without being dudes, I always like. I'm actually figuring this out right now. I sound like an idiot, but I never wear shit with like logos on it. Like I do. Like even if someone buys like
a band shirt.
My aunt bought me like a nice Banana Republic shirt.
Oh, I get you.
But it had a stripe on it and said Banana Republic on the chest. I've never worn out of the house.
Like a big CK Calvin Klein sweater. It's like, nah, man.
You will never catch me in one. That's why, like, even Banana Republic has some clothes with no branding on it. Like, that's what I prefer. It's just, like, quality shit with no brand. I am normcore, which I had no idea until this moment right now. I'm figuring this out right now. I read it today.
That's so stupid.
And I didn't talk. You know when, like, you talk about something out loud, all of a sudden you get it? I just got it.
Yeah.
I'm normcore, dude.
Everything's gonna be in a fucking box these
Bill
days.
Bill is normcore.
Normcore? That sounds like a shitty band, like, genre.
That sounds like a Christian, like a Christian rock band that wants to do hardcore.
Yeah.
We're normcore! Or like,
you wanna pray to God, motherfucker!
Maybe Norm MacDonald's fan base.
The normcores.
Where's some normcore fans? Alright, so the word of the year, everyone's waiting.
2000. Oh, it hasn't been out yet? Or?
Vape.
Oh, yeah.
VAPE. Because they said that to replace the gap between smoking and then electronic cigarette, and then plus there's vaporizers too.
Yeah, yeah.
For weed.
But I still don't get the vape craze. I don't even know how it works.
Someone just talked. Oh, yeah. It's a very intelligent person I met was telling me that the same person was talking about the eyebrows. It was funny. Was the vape. It's like it heats up. It heats everything up and, like, extracts the THC into, I think, like, evaporation, or to vapors, I should say, and then it goes up and, like, you take it in the gas form, maybe? Not up your butt. That's not what that means, the gas form, Tim. I know that
Tim
just looked down at his butt.
I know people were, like, trying to, like, smoke booze for a minute. That never caught on. Do you hear about that? Like, people smoking booze to try to get in their body and get you way more fucked up?
I bet you could.
Yeah, it just didn't catch on.
That's, you know, like, when I make the chocolate vodka?
Yeah.
If you cook it, it evaporates a lot of the alcohol content, and like you get a weaker booze. That's why I put it in the dishwasher. Because you like if it's a sealed bottle, you're not like no vapors getting out. But that's how if you cook it, and you're like it's like in a pan or something like that, and you're trying to mix it in like that, because you heat up vodka and then dump a bunch of fucking chocolate in,
right,
and cook it like that, it would all evaporate. It would create a lower alcohol content.
Very.
So I bet you could do that, but vape, because they were like, well, it's not smoking. But it is like with all these blue cigarettes or whatever they are, e-cigs.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing about them. I don't know shit about them.
Well, you're going to have to because it's the word of the year, dude. Get with it, bae.
Come on, bae.
So bae is your who?
Before anybody else.
LG's like, your bae.
She would be my bae.
Before anyone else.
Before anybody else.
Before anybody else.
Anyone or anybody.
Wait.
I don't know. I don't even know the third word of the year.
Dude, I'm not cool. That's all I know.
Yeah, you're such a
I just blew my mind.
Yeah, dude.
Look at this. You see any guy?
Nah, dude.
Logos?
No, I got no logos on except for that hat. Not anymore. That's not like that hat
gone, though. Yeah, that's cool. Pretty cool. Cool.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Cool. Cool. Yeah, man. Well, I think we both just felt that.
Yeah, that breeze came in and was like, today's a good day. It's fucking, I hate the winter. It's coming.
You're going to see the old,
going to the Bruins tonight.
Going to the Bruins.
Probably gonna get right. pretty marinated.
Wow, I will see you at work after.
Yeah.
I'm about to go into work right now.
Floating like a fucking, like, Scooby-Doo character. Scooby.
Zwicks.
Scooby-Doo. Where is you? Oh, shit.
All right, man, let's wrap this thing.
Let's wrap
what,
it up.
What time are we at?
The new update doesn't tell me how long we've been recording, but the time right now is 2:46 p.m. It's so good to get back in the swing of things with you. It's been a long time, because I can't remember the last time we recorded.
No. Sorry that this is such an abbreviated episode, but we're just...
I don't think it was that abbreviated. We covered a lot of grounds. We got a lot of shows coming up, if you want to reiterate on those.
Yeah, the show is a big time, man.
Yeah, you got one Wednesday.
What else are you going to do Wednesday? Yeah. Yeah, you know what? I mean, I think I got a few people coming anyways, but I wish you could be there, obviously. Yeah.
Maggie's Lounge, right before the Four River Bridge, kid, yeah, on the Quincy side.
Piece of pizza. They got a brand new fucking parking lot.
Oh, they paved it out?
The last time I was there, right, a crew just came by and, like approached them with the offer. They're like, hey, like, we get some extra stuff. You want to get a good deal, like, get your shit paved? And they paved the whole... So now there's excellent parking.
Dude, yeah, that parking lot was pretty haggard
for a while. It used to be only, like, Jeeps could park there.
Yeah, it looked like Teal Field.
Oh, it was, that's a low blow look.
Yeah,
used condoms.
Good for them, dude. Because yeah. I remember you were just parking in puddles. Like, you got the kind, you like fall into one. Like, yeah. It was like, knee deep.
All right.
I was like, shit, that's good, man. I like that place a lot. Everyone's friendly. The staff there is really friendly. They always got something going on. They let Porto play there a bunch, so they're cool, I guess.
It's going to be great, dude. It's going to be great.
Awesome. So Wednesday, then you get the Harold night on...
Every Sunday. For the next, now we're three in, so there's only three Harold nights left. But yeah, you know what? If you want to check out that form, if that interested you at all, look into Improv Boston, who...
The IB.
Because IA don't do the H.
IB. And then we get the IC, Improv Cox.
Oh, yeah.
He's teaching classes.
IC. Improv Cox sounds gross. That sounds like object work with just...
It'd be like a shitty porno with improv comedy.
Improv Cox. Dude.
Yeah.
Like just... that's dry humping. Yeah. Dry humping porn. We're improv.
Hey, baby.
But I think Wednesday nights, I can never make it because I'm always working. Like, I need to take work off to do this. What else are you going to do Wednesday?
Being an adult sucks. You're like, I got to take work
off. Being an adult with a fucking night job.
Me and you both, man.
You know, I don't like it. But hey, what do you know?
And then, like, I got, like, a lot of things going on, like playing PlayStation 4 and...
Hey, we might have a big announcement to make. We might be playing another show.
Who?
Me and you.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
No.
Yeah, we got to brainstorm that, see if that's something we want to pursue, and then there could be a little...
Oh, yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I like how you faked, you're like, I know, I almost should have called you because your eyes didn't light up.
I was just like, but then it downloaded in my head. You know, like that roller coaster of a mind I get, it was like, yeah! I know exactly what we're talking about. This is a good idea.
Yeah, it would be like 3 months out, almost to the day, and... So you can figure it out maybe that way, but if anybody has interest in that, fucking let us know.
Be a couple Easter eggs between here and then.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we'll get back on the horse, recording the podcast.
Yes.
And then,
definitely.
Yeah, that show. If we decide to book that, it'll be a fun fucking night.
Yeah. And then don't forget to hit us up on the old Facebook, Twitter. We don't check it, but do it.
Snapchat. Me.
Snapchat.
I've actually got a few ads on Snapchat through the podcast.
Yeah, I got a couple too. Our boy Mike Taylor. I feel so bad that the Royals. Win. You I was rooting for him because of him.
Michael will be listening to that today or tomorrow, too. He'll be listening to this. So, Michael, I'm sorry.
Like, thanks for the refresher.
Yeah. he just got out of the depression.
Yeah,
the funk.
He just shaved his beard off. He was just like,
he just went back to work today.
Yeah.
But still in his comforter, like in his slippers, you know what I mean? I can do it.
Just punched a hole in the wall right now.
He just slammed his computer down.
Yeah.
I think he has a PC anyway. It's time for a... Type for an Apple.
Yeah, you gotta get that up.
Get 2014. You deserve.
You deserve.
All right,
you
Kansas City can't
take
give
a little
you.
Bit out of the college fund of the kids. Go buy yourself a good computer.
Derek, they're going to college soon, so maybe don't do that.
Oh, okay.
Maybe
okay.
Just play the lottery or something. Hit up the Keno
college fund.
You know what? Better idea. College fund. Hey, you know what? Get that college discount on the Apple Mac.
Yes. How do you do that?
You just lie and say you're in college. Yeah. I did it. I'm a frosh. I'm playing. I'm a walk-on of the football team.
Walk-on lacrosse, me and Stifler.
I'm a lax cross pro.
Lax cross.
Freshman. This is going nowhere.
We're not that funny.
No. You know what, man? Maybe we can get funny before next episode.
Yeah, next episode's going to be 30. I can't wait.
Is it 30? Oh, my God. The podcast turned 30. It's going to be so depressed.
Big 3-0. We should surprise it.
Oh, we're going to surprise the podcast for the 30th birthday party. Oh, I got to write it down.
Can't wait. I'm going to forget.
Surprise. 30th ep day.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Too bad.
Happy 30th. Happy but thank 30th. You for listening. Appreciate it.
We made it.
Two timey. That was a good episode, man.
Fucking episode sucked.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Fucking shit, dude.
Let's just never do this again.
No, I'm fucking sick of this, dude. I don't make this any money.
I just want you out of this fucking podcast.
You do this without me?
Dude, I've been doing it by myself, just recording and just saving the episodes.
I'm gonna
release all of them one day.
Have you post-dated the episodes? Have you pre-dated them?
Yeah, like I talk about things that haven't happened yet, but they're gonna happen. It's kind of crazy.
Have you predicted the Academy Award winner?
Yeah.
Who's gonna be present? How many episodes have you recorded after 29?
Like 17.
What, like 50 to 67?
Yeah. It's like...
That's like knowing my own death on the fucking the show that I'm on or something.
I know, that's why I recorded them, because you actually died.
You predicted my death?
Yeah, like what you did before.
You can't know, because I predicted Ultimate Warrior's death, dude.
You did, but I took that.
My heart's having palpitations right now. I could actually die.
Get over here.